Section. Context. This is the fourth post in a series about running a Unity simulation headless in Docker. 1. Running Unity headless in Docker with GPU rendering and RTSP streaming. Got the simulation running with camera streams. 2. From Magenta to Desert. Fixing cross-platform Unity terrain rendering. Fixed broken shaders and materials. 3. Natural skies and satellite terrain in a headless Unity simulation. Satellite imagery and skybox. 4. From 21 to 25 FPS. Profiling and optimizing. Performance tuning. The previous post used a proprietary terrain bundle containing 3D terrain mesh and buildings. It worked, but had persistent issues, shader pipeline mismatches, HDRP materials on built-in RP, height alignment bugs between terrain layers, a restrictive camera culling mask hiding layer 8, and satellite texture UV mapping that never quite matched the geometry. This post documents replacing all of that with a fully procedural environment built from open source data at runtime. Section, the data pipeline. Section, step 1, download building footprints from OpenStreetMap. The Overpass API gives you every mapped building in any area, free, with no API key. For my test area, a small settlement in an arid region, this returned 500 buildings and 2,000 nodes. 258 kilobytes of JSON containing every building footprint as a polygon of lat/lon coordinates. The same approach works for roads. Result, 14 roads, a mix of unclassified roads, tracks, and residential streets. Section, step 2, the coordinate system. The simulation's geo-to-local conversion maps lat/lon to Unity world coordinates using standard WGS84 scale factors. I derived the origin by logging primitive flight controller go to commands with two known geodetic local conversions and solving for the origin. The scale factors, 111 km/degree latitude, 95 km/degree longitude, are standard for mid-latitudes. Section, building generation. Section, parsing OSMJSON. The Overpass API returns two element types, node, lat/lon points, and way, ordered lists of node IDs forming polygons. Each building way has a nodes array and optional tags like building, levels, or height. I wrote a simple state machine JSON parser to avoid pulling in a JSON library dependency. Section, polygon winding order. OSM polygons can be clockwise or counterclockwise. For Unity's default front face culling to work, or for correct normals, you need consistent winding. I detect and fix it using the shoelace formula. This was a hard-won lesson. Without winding normalization, buildings rendered as cardboard with three sides, two walls always invisible due to backface culling. Section, the double-sided shader solution. Even with correct winding, some walls still disappeared at certain camera angles. The fix, a custom surface shader with cull off. This was significantly better than setting material.setInt_cull0 on the standard shader, which doesn't actually expose a_cull property and produced black faces. Section, procedural window textures. Flat colored boxes look terrible. I generate a 128 by 128 tileable window texture at runtime. The wall mesh UVs tile this texture based on actual building dimensions, one tile per 3.5 m bay horizontally, one per floor vertically. A 10-meter wall gets three window bays. A two-story building gets two rows of windows. The texture handles the rest. Section, height assignment. OSM has building height data for major cities, but small rural settlements often have zero building levels tags. I use a deterministic pseudo-random based on the building's OSM ID. Deterministic means the same building always gets the same height across restarts. Section, terrain snapping. The critical lesson, never use a fixed base elevation. The DTM terrain varies by 50-plus meters across the settlement area. Each building samples the terrain height at its center. I spent hours debugging missing buildings that were actually 20 meters underground because the terrain at their location was higher than my hard-coded base elevation. Section, road generation. Section, terrain-hugging roads. The first road implementation sampled terrain height only at OSM node positions, the original waypoints from the mapper. This created roads that floated above valleys and cut through hills between nodes. The fix, Subdivide every road segment into 5-meter chunks and sample terrain at each point. The road mesh itself is a ribbon, 2 vertices per point, offset perpendicular to the road direction. Road width comes from the OSM highway tag, 7M for primary roads, 5M for residential, 3M for tracks. Section, satellite-driven vegetation. OSM has almost no tree data for arid regions. Instead, I analyze the satellite texture directly to find green pixels. Important, the satellite texture must have is readable, one in its .meta file, or get pixels. Throws argument exception, texture data is not readable. This is off by default in Unity for memory optimization. The satellite image's geographic bounds come from its metadata file, not from the terrain size parameter. Getting this wrong, I use terrain size equals 54,000 initially. Maps green pixels to completely wrong world positions. Trees are procedural primitives, palms, cylinder trunk plus cube fronds, and round canopy trees, cylinder trunk plus sphere canopy. Grass is flat green quads laid on the terrain. The result, 100 trees and 80 grass patches placed exactly where the satellite shows green. Section, entity system. Section, procedural models. Multiple entities run simultaneously, each with a procedural 3D model built from Unity primitives. Section, terrain snapping via raycast. Ground entities must sit on the terrain surface. Terrain.sample height works but requires the terrain collider to be present. I had removed it in an earlier optimization. The more reliable approach, raycast from above. This also works with non-terrain colliders, buildings, roads, if they have colliders. Setting the origin at Y equals 500 ensures it's above any terrain peak. Section, the culling mask bug. The streaming cameras couldn't see any terrain objects. They were all on layer 8, set by the terrain loader. But the camera capture script hard-coded a culling mask of 262,199. Every terrain renderer was invisible to every streaming camera. The fix. This single line made buildings appear after hours of debugging material shaders, render pipelines, and LOD settings. Section, what I do differently. Start with OSM, not proprietary bundles. The proprietary terrain bundle was 844 megabytes, required HDRP standard shader conversion, had height alignment issues between layers, and needed constant material fix-ups. The OSM approach is 258 kilobytes of JSON, generates exactly what you need, and every parameter is tunable. Sample terrain at every vertex. Fixed base elevations are never right in hilly terrain. Always use terrain.sample height or raycasts. Use a custom cull-off shader from the start. Don't fight winding order across thousands of auto-generated polygons. Cull-off with a surface shader gives correct lighting on both sides. Mark textures as readable in the import settings. If you need get pixels, at runtime, set as readable, one in the .meta file before building. The error message doesn't make this obvious. Section, the full stack. Total runtime data, 15 MB, satellite image plus height map, plus OSM JSON. No proprietary terrain bundles. No network dependency. Everything generates in 10 seconds at startup.